Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to the Can We Help You podcast. I'm Jax.
I'm Sash.
I'm Franco. You sound very tired.
No, I'm fine. Ow, I'm fine.
Oh, okay.
We are recording, 43 minutes late because Sash was asleep.
I was sleeping. I was working this morning and... I wanted to do an early record today. I said, let's do it. I'll do it when I get home from work and I can sleep afterwards. And I forgot. I forgot we were doing it.
Yep.
And I had, like, I could have gone to nap earlier, which would have seen me wake up earlier. And the only reason I woke up at all was because I didn't put my watch into sleep mode, my Apple Watch. So it was buzzing on my wrist because you guys sent 11 messages before I woke up. So I was
were kind of active in the group chat, just hoping you'd see.
Yeah.
It was enough. It was enough to jolt me out of my slumber. So I am sorry. Very unprofessional.
This
is your non-professional advice podcast though. So, you know, the listener doesn't know. This isn't, it makes no difference to them. It only makes difference to you too in your life. So
it's making a difference to me because you sound like you're tired.
Yeah, but I'll perk up. I literally just got out of bed, all right? I will perk up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And 40 minutes doesn't come close to the amount of time I spent waiting for both of you at some point in this process. I'm always on time.
I don't know about that. Anyway.
I'm always on time.
Welcome to the Can We Help You podcast. Thanks for joining us. Very quickly, before we get into anything today, send your Christmas questions through because we've got this episode, one more episode, and then it's our final episode of the year, the big Christmas special of the Can We Help You podcast, where we take every single one of your silly season, Christmas, New Year, vacation, Hanukkah,
holiday.
Kwanzaa, holiday questions, and we help you out with them. So make sure you get them into
and
us.
You get a prize. We legally can't call it a prize. We will give you a present.
Yeah, we're doing a very special secret Santa where we're all going to get a little something something, and whoever has the best question we'll walk away with our secret Santa. So there's a little incentive for you. Make sure if you are sending an email through that you put in your real email address to take part in the secret Santa.
Remind me, did people have to say they wanted to take part in order to be included, or is it an automatic entry into the
It's draw? Automatic entry.
I'm going to say automatic.
As long as you put in a real email address. Because if you put in a fake email address, then we can't get in touch with you. But yes, otherwise it's automatic entry into the legally not a competition, but
No.
A gift.
It's a gift from us to you for listening.
Yeah.
There's no competition. It's just luck of the draw. Luck let's, of the Irish.
Let's. It's just. Anyway, let's stop talking about that.
I didn't realize there were so many rules around this. So yeah.
Make sure you get your questions in, because I personally, for one, am excited about our Christmas special. Don't know about you guys, but I'm excited. It's the best time of year. I can't believe how close Christmas actually is.
Yeah, well, my countdown says 13 days on the day we're recording this.
Shit. I should probably buy something.
Oh, God. Have you done all your Christmas shopping yet?
I braved the shops last weekend and it was the shops were fine. We got there early, but then when we left, we sat in the car park for about 20 minutes, not moving, because everyone was trying to leave at the same time, and that was in turn mixing with traffic of people trying to get in to go shopping. It was an absolute nightmare. I've done most of it. There's a couple of things that I can do, and the good thing this year is that Christmas is on a Monday, which means we've got the Saturday and Sunday and everyone's going to be off, which means that those last minute things, I don't have to be like, oh, I've got to like rush after work and go do it, or I have to do it after work the week before. Oh. I can do it on the 23rd or the 24th this year. And it's like things like I can get from the supermarket or the bottle shop. Like,
mate, the 23rd and 24th are going to be pandemonium. It's going to be a disaster. Look,
that is generally when I go as well, because I'm very unprepared.
I've done my bulk. It's just the random bits and pieces, like gifts for a couple of people are like food or alcohol related. So I literally live on top of a Coles. I can run downstairs.
You know what went on Thanksgiving? So here, the holidays, the public holidays, some stores close, some stay open. Most that are open have limited hours. So like, you know, Target's closed, but, Whole Foods was open, you know, the supermarkets are open generally from like, I think it's like 8 till 3, they'll open.
On Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Or are
yeah.
you talking about specifically Thanksgiving?
No, all of them. Like there was one year we visited here.
I like that.
And it was Christmas Day and we walked into a Ralph's and it was empty. There was no one there, but you could get whatever you want. You could get rotisserie chickens if you wanted.
But isn't it nice, Franco, to have one day of the year where people are forced to just not go shopping? Just don't. You can't go shopping today.
I don't like it. I think that it's the way it boils down. Like, yes, it's Christmas and everyone celebrates it, but it's a religious holiday. And if people don't know when Christmas is, which believe it or not, a lot of people don't know when Christmas is,
totally.
And it's just a random day that they can't get food, I think that sucks.
I agree.
Yeah, but what about the people who work at the shops? A lot of them would celebrate Christmas and then they don't get to sell. And some would choose to, but I know I've been forced to work Christmas Day and I did not want to work Christmas Day.
Some people like working Christmas Day.
I wanted to be with my family. Some people do, but you can't like, you know what I mean? You can't base your entire store off hoping that there's enough staff to work. And I think it's smarter to just say, no, you know what? Not today.
I think that the system that we've generally got is fine, which is the first few people to take that day off get the day off. And if you're too late, then
you're too late. Too bad. I think the thing that I found interesting, like movies are quite popular on those holidays like Christmas Day and Thanksgiving. When it was Thanksgiving here, we kind of went into it assuming things were going to be closed or hoping that we wouldn't have to go out. So we bought lots and lots of stuff. My wife bought carrots for a dish.
I thought you were going to say for the deer, like for the reindeer, and I was like, oh, that's really cute. Does she still do that?
No. That's adorable.
Bought carrots. And they'd sat in the fridge for a few days and the morning of we sort of went to get them out and they'd gone like soft and squishy.
No, I hate that.
And she was like, oh, God. She's like, all right, you know what? I'm just going to run up to Whole Foods. I'm going to grab some carrots and get out of there. And I was like, cool. All right, great. You'll be like 15, 20 minutes. 20 minutes later, I get a message and it's the entrance of the car park.
Oh, no.
And the message is, I'm still sat here waiting to get into the car park.
Oh, no.
And literally, like,
worse.
Whole Foods is a 2-minute drive from our house. And that
Why didn't she walk?
20 minutes. Well, I guess we didn't realize that it was going to be like that.
Learned that lesson.
So, and then anyway, so it took her, I think, about an hour to get back home. And she walked in and she said, they didn't have any carrots.
Oh, no, there's nothing worse. Oh,
I'm exhausted for her. That's awful.
So clearly popular.
To the shops on a busy day. Like, I've got the same situation. If I walk to the shops, it takes 5 minutes, but I do have to walk. And the other option is to spend 2 hours in the car, which, you know, sometimes is preferable.
At least there's aircon in the car.
Yeah, well, it's not cold where you are, though, and it's not hot. So it's perfect walking weather.
It's perfect weather at the moment. Yeah. So, but yeah, I don't know what we're going
to
do.
What are you guys doing? Yeah, well, that's what I was going to ask you. What's your plan for Christmas this year? Because you're not coming back to Oz.
No, so I've not really decided what we're going to do.
Have you found I witnessed a beautiful conversation today at a work thing, and it was I'm not sure where she's from in Australia, but she's moved to Sydney in the back half of this year. And she was like, oh, yeah, I'm, you know, orphan this year. My parents have just come up, so they're not coming up again, and I've got to work and da-da-da. So I don't know what I'm doing for Christmas. And then one of the girls who I know that they don't spend a lot of time together, but it was the office manager who knows everyone, so it wasn't like a weird sort of thing. Even though I must say at this time of year I think it's nice to just invite, you know, people, even like if you worked it, I'm just going to go up to a stranger and say, hey, come to my house.
You don't know, it could be fun.
Sure, maybe, but I'm not encouraging that. It could be dangerous. I'm more referring to, you know, people that you cross paths with, mutual friends, whatever. And she said, well, you should come to my place. My parents put on a big spread. It'll be me and my partner and my brothers and da-da-da, and we'd love to have you. And I was like, that is the joy of the season. That is the spirit of the season. Extend opening your home.
More people
should do that. You know, I know. And that's what I was going to say. Do you not have anyone there that you could, like, do a friendmas with or tack on to someone else's celebration?
I don't know if I want to, you know.
Friendmas is very big in LA because no one is from LA. Everyone moves there.
Yeah.
That's so true.
I don't know if I want to do that. It seems like a lot of, I don't know. Also, you just don't know what food's going to be there. You don't know what the vibes are going to be like.
Oh, okay. It's his picky eating. That's what's stopping him.
Stopping you from too much, Jax. We discussed when we all worked together, there was a COVID year where it was kind of touch and go. And I remember we were all kind of like, okay, whose house is it if we can't get out of the state and da-da-da.
Yeah, we weren't sure if we'd be able to get home.
Yeah, but I think for the people who, except for the poor Kiwis, everyone else could get home. So that was nice.
I think it's okay if you're doing like a friendsmas and there's like, you know, it's all friends. I think that's great. That's an awesome time. But I think crashing someone's family get together, especially if it's someone that you don't know that well, it's a little.
I think it's nice. I think it's nice. If you've been invited by the family, then I think it's like, it's awkward to say to someone, can I come to your family Christmas? But if they have said, hey, I know you don't have anywhere to be. Come join my family on Christmas. Usually the people who offer that, I would hazard a guess that their family is fairly normal and not crazy and it's not, you know what I mean, pretty open.
Don't do it if your family is completely psycho. But if you've got a relatively normal family, then I think that's a lovely thing to do for someone who doesn't have somewhere to be on Christmas.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, I think we're going to go to Disneyland, so.
On Christmas.
Is it open on Christmas?
Sure is. Open every day of the year.
Is it busy on Christmas?
I think it's actually very busy on Christmas. So.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Do you know what Shane and I thought about doing on Christmas Day? Because we don't really, well, as far as we're aware, we don't have any plans. My parents are staying where they live on the South Coast.
Yeah.
We're doing Christmas Eve with his family. But they don't live far from Wet n Wild.
Oh,
and I
nice.
Said, why don't you and I go to Wet n Wild on Christmas Day? It's
great
fucking closed.
Idea. Oh.
It's closed.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, I know. Bloody Australia, everything shuts. They're open like every other day but Christmas Day. And Christmas Eve will be busy and Boxing Day will be busy. So we've wiped that from the ideas file. But anyway.
There should be more things that are open on Christmas. Mm-hmm. Some people don't have things to do on Christmas Day. Some people want to be able to eat food.
Some people want to go to Disneyland or Wet n Wild.
Not for me this year. But, yeah, you enjoyed just – would you be able to get like a turkey dinner at Disneyland? Do you reckon they put something on for Christmas?
I would think so. I hope
so. There's some pretty nice restaurants there.
They do have – I mean, just standard, they have giant turkey legs. So, I mean, that's close enough, isn't it?
Of course. Of course, yeah. Wow. I love a turkey leg. Have you guys ever had a turkey leg?
I always see it at Disneyland and I'm like,
I haven't had a turkey leg.
It's good. I really rate turkey. I don't think we eat enough of it here in Australia. And one year – my mother-in-law did a whole turkey and I said, can I please have one of the legs? And I sat there like a king with my big turkey leg. Nom, nom, nom. It was great. Turkeys, and it tasted delicious.
They're just giant. They're massive.
They're very yummy.
They're pretty big.
Hard to cook.
Big and delicious. Have you had tadukken? Tadukken's
good. Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
I think we've talked about tadukken before. I rate it. I think it's delicious.
I can't believe it's a real thing.
I don't think that there's anything right about a tadukken that doesn't strike me as something that should have ever happened.
Well, it has, and it's a miracle.
It feels a bit messed up.
No, yeah. You can get ones that are like rolls, so it's not like literally a whole turkey, a whole chicken and a whole duck. It's like turkey breast wrapped around chicken breast, wrapped around duck breast, and it's like a log and you slice into it.
So I think
you
get I'm more on board with that. The whole chicken shoved in a duck, shoved in a turkey, that is not for me.
I don't know how that happens. I'm sure there's a way, but, yeah, it's very medieval, isn't it? Anyway, should we get to a question?
Let's get to a bloody question.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Okay, got a question here from Ronnie.
Hello, Ronnie.
Hello, Ronnie.
Thanks, Ronnie, for your question. Okay, Ronnie writes, "Hey, guys, I have a question about my relationship. I have been with my boyfriend, who is 24, since I was 19. I'm now 23. We have a good life together, and we bought a house last year. We also have a cat and a dog. Love him to bits, and he's really good to me. Every now and then I kind of worry that maybe I'm missing out on the single lifestyle some of my friends have, and I'm not really getting to experience the dating scene as a young person. Is it normal to feel like you're missing out on that aspect of life, even though I'm in a really happy relationship? Do you guys think I should dig deeper into why I feel like I'm missing out, or stay with my boyfriend and just brush it off as a young and immature thought? Thanks for all your help. Love from Ronnie."
Oh, love you, Ronnie. Clarifying, Ronnie is currently 19 or was 19?
No, Ronnie's currently 23. They've been together since Ronnie was 19. So what's that, 4 years?
Ronnie, I do feel slightly prepared to answer your question because I too met my partner in my late teens. I was 18. I had hooked up with other people and done stuff.
Stuff. Doing a lot of work there, I feel like.
Done stuff. So I don't know if you have been with anyone else. I had been with other people, but I'd never actually really dated anyone else. And I too went through a phase. Everything was incredible with my partner. But yeah, you kind of go, oh, well, I'm young and I can see all my friends that are, you know, on Tinder and Bumble and having terrible dates and da da da. And I went, oh, have I missed out on something? I think it's a completely normal thought. Don't feel like, you know, you're being bad to your partner by having the thought. I think it's just a normal way of thinking. My advice would be that if you see longevity in your relationship, which it sounds like you do, you've bought a house, you have pets, like you guys are great, I wouldn't worry about missing out on going out and hooking up. I think you should still, I hope you're still social and you see friends and you go out on the town and you do stuff without your partner and you have a good time. But I think the fun of being young is those experiences. It's not necessarily going out and hooking up with strangers. Like, yeah, sure, that can be fun as well, but that's not the point of being young. The point of being young is enjoying those years while you have the energy to go out and get pissed and wake up the next day and do it all again if you want to. But you get the best of both worlds because you get to go home to someone who loves you and who wants to spend time with you, and you've built this beautiful life together. So my advice, if you're happy with your partner, it's normal to feel like you're missing out, but I don't think you are missing out. I think it's just a normal reaction to being like, oh, I'm settled down so much and I'm only 23.
I feel like, but you often, I mean, it doesn't matter what, you know, what stage of life you're at or what current situation you're in, there's always something that always feels like you're missing out. Like if you were single, you'd be like, oh, I'm missing out on being in a relationship and having, yeah, you know, whatever. If you're in a relationship, like, oh, I'm missing out on being single and having all this fun, blah, blah, blah. I think because, you know, I've had this thought in the past. I've been like, I wonder what it'd be like if I was single.
Mm.
And because you say, like, it, I feel like it's like being single is a bit glorified, I think, in like.
No, do you know what? I like that more people are like happy to be on their own. You see that rhetoric a lot more of people being like, I am not looking for a partner. If it happens, okay. But like, that's not my goal in life. I can be happy and feel I have friends, I have family, I have hobbies, I have a pet or whatever it is. I have sport to keep me occupied and happy and fulfilled, and I don't need a partner. However, for me personally, I really do think we as humans are wired to have companion and to seek out companionship that's on a deeper level than seeing a mate for brunch on a Sunday. Like that, as well as having someone that you go home to, I think it is wired into us, but there are lots of people who decide that that's not for them. And that's, I think that's totally great. I don't think being single is overrated. Like, I just think that, you know, for some, it depends where you are. It depends what's going on in your life.
Totally. But I think of like, I'm like, I wonder what it would be like if I was single and would it be fun? And I don't think it would be fun in any way. Like, it just seems like a terrible thing. Like, I would not be good.
Seems like single. A terrible thing.
I would not be good single.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Like it would be fun, I guess, when you're 21 and you're going out to clubs all the time and you're hooking up with people. But I am confident that I have absolutely no idea how to flirt.
I know you are lucky that you snagged one, honestly. I don't know how you did it.
I am so
lucky. I'm pretty
sure
we read your Tinder messages once and they were not great.
I wouldn't know how to date in the modern world. Like, I don't know how to use the apps. I don't know. And I'm, you know, I'm not good over chat. I'm good in person. Like, I'm, you know. Over chat, I would not be good at all.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that seems like a lot of work and a lot of effort. And, you know, like you think of like, oh, every now and then maybe you'd be like, you know, as someone who's in a couple or married, you're like, oh, you know, it'd be nice to have some time to myself. It'd be nice to go out and, you know, not have to think about someone else.
If
I'm going, want to go and do something or whatever. But then I don't, like, I wouldn't actually fill my time with things. I would just sit on the fucking couch and do nothing.
But you've been in a relationship for so long that I think that's because I think that's the thing. When you're in a relationship, you fall into – I remember, you know, I was going out a lot. Shane was going out a lot before we first got together. And we kind of maintained it for a bit. And we'd go out separately, which was I think really great for the start of a relationship. We didn't kind of build that weird like, oh, my God, I can't go out without my partner. Like we would go – he'd go out with the boys. I'd go out with my friends and it was all good. But then you fall into the, oh, it's winter. Oh, we don't need to go out because I'm not looking for someone to hook up with or I'm not lonely and I want to spend time with my friends. Like you're like, oh, let's stay in and watch movies. And then you fall into that pattern, especially if you're working full time and everything. It's like, oh, I don't have to go out on the prowl. I can relax and stay at home.
What a relief.
Yeah, it is. It was great.
I'm not sure. Like if I was single, I'm not sure if I would like be really, really, really productive or the complete opposite where I just get nothing done.
Well, you'll never know now. You'll never know. It's all just theory. So, Ronnie, I guess I think the main thing, if you are happy in your relationship and you have a good thing going, you're not missing out. It's just an experience that perhaps you didn't have and that's okay. Like I think like Jax made the point, you know, the grass is always greener. You're sitting there and you're like, oh, I should be out doing this or why aren't I doing that? And I'm not doing what all my friends or all the people my age are doing. But it's that syndrome we have as humans where we look and we go, oh, well, we should be doing that. It's like jealousy almost. It's the thinking that your life isn't as fulfilled as other people. And I think that you know deep down whether that's true or not. If you're happy and you have a good thing going, then, yeah, you're not missing out, promise.
I will say to Ronnie that there are parts of the single lifestyle, I guess, that apart from, you know, hooking up with people that you can be living. And I think that I am kind of living a lot of those parts of that lifestyle. I go out to bars and clubs with a bunch of single friends.
You're just living a 19-year-old lifestyle. That's different.
Weird. A quarter-life crisis, Ronnie. That's my recommendation. Go on a uni snow trip. You don't have to hook up with anyone.
Don't go on a uni fucking snow trip.
Just be around that atmosphere and just keep being around that atmosphere, and that's fine. It's enjoyable.
That was my point is like don't like, you know, if you're feeling like, oh, I should be going out more, then go out more. Go out with your friends. If you're like, oh, no, guys, I'm going to stay in with Tom, don't do that. Go out. Meet people. Like have your own life. Make sure you're not like turning yourself into a hermit, but yeah, like hooking up with people, it does get shit as well. Like it feel like, it's particularly when you're single and if you want a relationship, just going through people, it gets exhausting. So
going up.
Didn't you ever do that? Did you not ever do that? I went through a few and just like it's kind of, it's unfulfilling after a while. It's just hooking up with people. So yeah, anyway. Enjoy your life. All the best, Ronnie. Let us know how you go.
Let us know how you go.
Well, that's it for another episode of the Can We Help You podcast. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to send your Christmas questions through for our Christmas Bonanza Extravaganza.
We should probably come up with a name for it because Christmas Bonanza Extravaganza sounds like something I would not listen to.
You say that about everything. I don't know what you like. I can't figure it out. You don't
what
like
do
anything.
What do you like, Frank?
Everything is lame.
Tech podcasts.
You're like a teenager. It's lame. You're lame, Mum and Dad.
Yeah, actually, I am. I hate the suburbs and I hate pop music.
You hate suburbs. You hate everything.
Anyway, don't forget, can we help you podcast on socials and canwehelpyoupodcast.com. Send your questions through and partake in our secret Santa.
Okay. Yep, do that.
And we'll see you in a few days.
Secret.
See you in a couple of days.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.